Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Gimel Shoyes. Remember, we saw this yesterday, that you can recite Kriya Shema in the morning up to the end of the third hour of the day. We explained that's not necessarily a Shoah of 60 minutes. Rather, that's what we call Shoyes Zmani Yasin. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And this indeed is what we pasken. Hakoyrei mikan ve'elech loy hifsid. Remember, we finished with this yesterday. What does it mean, loy hifsid? It's a rather strange thing to say. Of course it's hifsid. After all, if you miss the time of Shalosh Shoyes and you've lost the whole mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so how can you say that loy hifsid? If you remember, we saw in Rashi, Rashi says, no, what it means, loy hifsid, doesn't mean you haven't lost out anything. Rather, it's not a waste of time. If somebody misses the Zman of Lulav and he shakes Lulav the day after Sukkos, then we understand not only is he not Mekayim the Mitzvah, but it's a waste of time. Whereas over here, if you've said Kriya Shema after the Zman, even though you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it's not a waste of time because at least you've learned Torah. We'll have a look at this in a moment in the Shulchan Aruch. But first, let's just try, Be'ez Hashem, this is the last shiur this month. So let's try and reach the Mishnah. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Ma Ukva, Ubilvad, Shelo Yoimar Yoitzer Oir. Even though we've just said that if you read Kriya Shema after the allotted time, you have not wasted your time, the Seder. But that's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And Yotzer Oir Uvayri Choshech, Oyser Shalom Uvayri Sakoil is the bracha on Kriya Shema. Seeing as you're not Yotzer the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you obviously cannot say the Birkas Kriya Shema. And best, all you can say is just the parasha of Shema itself. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Hakoyrei mikan ve'elech. We have a braisa that says that if you read Kriya Shema after the end of the third time, after the end of the third hour, lo yifsid, you're not wasting your time because you are at least like ka'odom shukoyrei batayra. At least you're like an Odom Shul Kairi Batira. Avol Mevorech Hu Shtayim Lefoneho V'achas L'achareho. The Brisa says absolutely clearly that you do say the two brachas before. What are those? Those are Yotzer Oir, which finishes Yotzer HaMa'oiris, number one. Then Ava Rabba Boichim Amo Yisrael B'Ava, number two. And the bracha afterwards is, of course, Goal Yisrael, and the Brice over here is saying quite clearly that you do say the brachas. So how can the Gemara initially say in the name of Rav Chista Omar of Ukva that you should not be saying Yotzer Oir when it's absolutely explicit in the Brice that you do say the brachas? Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Tiyuvta de Rav Chista Tiyuvta. It's a big kasha, unanswerable kashas. We'll have to see Rabbi Isai in a moment. Halacha l'maisa, very, 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 very important. How do we paskel on this? Halacha l'maisa. If somebody, for whatever reason, didn't manage to say Kriya Shema before the end of the third hour, which today is at 9:18, I think. So if that's the case, what do you do next? So can you say Kriya Shema afterwards? You can. But do you say the brachos or you don't say the brachos? So the maskon of the Gemara at the moment seems to be that you do say the brachos, because the opinion that says that you don't was disproven. Says the Gemara, Ikad Omri, some have an alternative version of this whole subject. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Ma'ukva, some have this statement said in the following manner. My, what does it mean, quote unquote, lo yifsid? What does it mean if you say the Kriya Shema after the allotted time, Loi hifsid, what it means is shaloi hifsid brachos. You have not lost out the brachos, and you can say the brachos. So this is the exact opposite of version number one. In version number two, we said that you just must ensure that you don't say the brachos. Ubilvad, that you don't say the brachos. Whereas in the second Mishnah, it says the opposite. The loy hifs, it means you have not lost out of brachas because you still say the brachas. Tanya namahachi. In that's the case, then the brisa is not a question anymore. To the contrary, the brisa is a proof. Tanya namahachi. Indeed, this is the way that we've actually learned in a brisa as well. Hakoire. Mikan ve'elech loy hifsid klum ke'odom shekoyre ba'teira. Avol mevarech u'shtayim lefonel v'achas lecharel. So the brisa which we used for version number one to disprove it in version number two is not a disproof. In fact, it is a proof. So it seemed to be that all indications are that the maskana of the Gemara is that indeed the brachas. Again, in a moment, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Mani, Godol HaKoyrei Kriya Shema Ba'oinoso. Great is the one who says Kriya Shema Ba'oinoso. What does it mean, Ba'oinoso? In its right time. Yoyser Mi'oisik Batayra. Incredible thing to say. Even greater than somebody who is Isaac Batoiro. Unbelievable chiddush. How do I know? Midiktani, seeing as it was stated, Hakoire mikan veilech loy hifsid ke odom hakoire batayro. If the brisa says that it's like somebody who's isak batayro, michlal the koire ba'oinasa odif. If I'm telling you that what? If you've missed the time. You can say Krishna because, well, at least it's like being Isaac Batoiro, so it's mashma, that's a bit bedievet. Greater still would have been to say Krishna in the correct Zman, and that's even greater than being Isaac Batoiro. Now, one has to be very, very careful over here. What's the halacha? If somebody's learning Torah and it comes the Zman of Kriya Shema, or it comes the Zman of Tefillah, and if he doesn't stop, he's going to miss Kriya Shema or he's going to miss Tefillah. The answer is, we definitely pass, you've got to stop learning and say Kriya Shema or say Davin or Davin. So when the Gemara says by us, it's greater to say Kriya Shema, but in also greater than Limud Torah. In theory, you could have translated our Gemara in the following way. In theory, this could be translated as saying that if I am in the middle of learning Torah, it's greater still to stop and to make sure that I say Kriya Shema at the right time. That's how you could have learned the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is telling you a halachic principle. It's so important to say Kriya Shema in the correct time. It's even more important than learning Torah. And therefore, if you happen to be in the middle of learning Torah, you should actually stop in order to recite Kriya Shema in its right time. Why is that a problematic translation of the Gemara? Because if that's what we mean, we're talking about interrupting your learning in order to say Kriya Shema, then as we mentioned before, that's not specific to Kriya Shema. That's true with Tefillah as well. You would stop your learning in order to say Tefillah as well. So why does the Gemara say that Kriya Shema is so great, it's greater than Tefillah, it's not unique, it's not specific to Kriya Shema, it's true with Tefillah as well. Have a look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Godel HaKoyre Kriya Shema Boinosa Yeis Moshe Batera. Tema. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. This is a very, very big wonder. Why? Because afilu tfilonami. Why are you telling me that this is something specific to Kriya Shema? It's not true. Even for tfilah, it would be the same. The Ha'omrinon, Perek Kamad Shabbos. Because it says in the first Perek of Shabbos, Kegoin Onu Mafsikin. We are mafsik, we interrupt our learning. Bein l'kriya shema, bein l'tfilah. In other words, Tosfos understood that what does it mean that kriya shema is greater than learning? It means you interrupt your learning to say kriya shema. Well, if that's the case, it's not just kriya shema, you interrupt your learning for tfilah as well. So why are we singling out kriya shema? Yesh Loima says Tosfos, Dochi Koma, this is what it means. Yoisa meha oisik batoira pa macheres shaloi b'shas kriya shema. That's what it means. Not that it's greater than learning at the zman of kriya shema. That's not what it means. Because if you happen to be learning at the zman of kriya shema, and the law is you have to interrupt. And you have to interrupt your learning in order to say Kriya Shema. Then that's not specific to Kriya Shema. That's true with Tefillah as well. That's not what we mean. What we mean is it's greater to say Kriya Shema on the right time. Greater than to be learning, not greater than learning now. As if to say it's either one or the other. Rather, greater than learning even at a different time, not at Kriya Shema, learning at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what the Gemara means. So Tosfos in the Havamina thought that it means that you've got a choice. I'm in the middle of learning, and I'm going to have to interrupt in order to say Kriya Shema. Says Tosfos, well, that's obvious. You do the same for Tefillah as well. So Tosfos, you're right, it's not what it means. It means it's greater to say Kriya Shema 8 o'clock in the morning, even greater than general Limud Torah, even not at the time of Kriya Shema in the middle of the afternoon. Says Tosfos, Avol Ha'oseik B'Torah. But if somebody is currently in the middle of learning, being Oseik B'Torah, B'Shas Kriya Shema, at the time of Kriya Shema, Loi Mairi. We're not talking about that. Why? Because of Afilu B'Tfilah Poisik. Because you'd even stop your learning for davening. So nobody is discussing interrupting learning in order to do Kriya Shema, because actually you'd interrupt your learning to do Tfilah as well. That's not what the Gemara means. Rather, the Gemara means it's such a great mitzvah to say Kriya Shema at the right time. It's even a greater mitzvah than generally Limud Torah.
That's what. Can't you say the same thing about tefillah? You also want to say that at the right time.
Yes, but we can't say that davening is greater than learning. It happens to be that if you're in the middle of learning, yes, you've got to interrupt your learning in order to daven. But generally, if I put these two mitzvahs on the scale, not when they clash, I just want to know which is a bigger mitzvah. Nobody's telling me that tefillah is greater than Limud Torah.
But you're telling me Shema is.
But Kriya Shema is.
Well, we say, that's can what? I get kulam every day with the Talmud Torah?
One second, big kasha, 1 second. So if Tosfos is telling you, don't understand, don't interpret the Gemara as if to say that it's a way up because I can only do one or the other. I'm in the middle of doing Torah. So should I stop or not? That's not the discussion. Of course you stop. You stop for Kriya Shema, you stop for Tefillah. That's not specific to Kriya Shema. Rather, it means if you have two mitzvahs and you want to weigh them up, which is the greater of the two generally? So the Gemara is telling me a phenomenal chiddush. The Kriya Shema Bizmano is a greater mitzvah than being Oisik v'Torah. Tefillah is not.
What about the whole concept of Oisik v'Mitzvah Paterman Mitzvah?
So Oisik v'Mitzvah Paterman Mitzvah is a very good shaila. It does not apply to Limud Torah.
Okay.
Is it not a little strange in that we're taught we don't know what the value of the mitzvah is? A small mitzvah, maybe.
Right. So, okay, let's go slowly. With regard to the principle of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem b'mitzvah, which is a sugya that we've learned a long time ago. So that's true. That we know, that halacha is, that if somebody is in the middle of one mitzvah, and for example, a poor person knocks on his door and asks him for tzedakah, excuse me, I'm potter because I'm Oisik b'mitzvah. You'll remember we learned this sugya when we did sukkah. If somebody's on his way to be paid a shvuyim or lahakbil pnei rabbi, I'm potter from a sukkah because Oisik b'mitzvah, potter from a mitzvah. But that does not apply with regard to limud Torah, which seems almost paradoxical and ironical. How can it be? From Oisik in Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. But the Gemara says in Mayit Katan that no, because when you're Oisik in Talmud Torah, the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is Godoil HaTalmud HaMevi L'dei Maase. The whole purpose of learning is in order that it should manifest itself and you should do the mitzvahs. So I can't possibly say, well, I won't do the mitzvah because I'm in the middle of learning. Well, that's the whole point of learning in the first place. With regard to the greater of the mitzvahs, so this is a very, very difficult concept to understand. How can you say that Kriya Shema is greater than Talmud Torah? We just said, all of us in davening this morning, Eilu Dvarim, Sha'adam, Eichel, Pei, Rasein, etc., 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 the Talmud, Torah, Keneged, Kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, no question about it. I do not have an answer. Rav Yosef, does Art Scroll say anything on this line? Any interpretation of how Kriya Shema can be considered greater than Talmud Torah?
I'm not sure what she answered. No, it's just a reference to Tosafot's Rashba. No, you're sure.
But he doesn't explain how can Kriya Shema be possibly considered greater than Talmud Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I do want to share with you a wonderful interpretation of the words the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Simply understood, and this is how we all translate. We have a whole bunch of mitzvahs in the Mishnah. Hachnosas Kalo, and Hachnosas Orchim, and Levoya Sameis, and Vavoa Sholem bin Odom Nachaveira, and all of those mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is the greatest of them all. So I once heard, in the name of my Rosh Hashiva, the gated Rosh Hashiva, Rav Avraham Gurovitz Shlita, Sheyarech Yomim V'Shonim, he said the following interpretation. We sometimes mistakenly think that, as we know, there are two types of mitzvahs, Bein Adam lechaveiroi and Bein Adam lemokim. So where does Talmud Torah fit in? Everybody understands that Achnosas Kalo, Levoyas Hameis, and Achnosas Orachim, all of these mitzvahs are obviously Bein Adam lechaveiroi. We equally understand that if I shake lulav, if I eat a matzo or I blow a shofar, that's obviously Bein Adam lemokim. That's nothing to do with me and my friend. The Mishnah is teaching me about mitzvahs which are Bein Adam lechaveir. And that's what it says. There are some mitzvahs, sha'akeren kayemes bo'ilam hazeh, v'aperis bo'ilam habah. There is a benefit both in this world and also the world to come. Not only in the world to come, because after all it's a mitzvah, but there's also benefit in this world because there are other people who are beneficiaries of my mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. So where does Talmud Torah fit in? So we perhaps mistakenly would think that obviously Talmud Torah is definitely a mitzvah which has been Adam Lamakri. So he explained that no, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam means that Talmud Torah is the greatest bein Adam l'chaveroi that you could possibly do. Because when a person learns, unlike other mitzvahs, it has a ripple effect, and it's mashpia on my surroundings. There's a very, very famous line in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and he said, when one Jew learns in Kovna, then at least one less Jew in Paris will be Mechalal Shabbos. How can that be? What's Kovna got to do with Paris? But there's a hashpah, Torah is mashpia. So he explained, that's what the Mishnah means. Of all of these mitzvahs, hachnasas kala and hachnasas orchim, halvoyas hameis, beinod havoas shalom, beinod hachaveiroi, of all of those mitzvahs which are clearly bein adam lechaveroi, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest bein adam lechaveroi mitzvah you could possibly do. The Mishnah doesn't simply mean that it's the greatest mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs. It means it's the greatest bein adam lechaveroi mitzvah. And with that, he had the most remarkable interpretation of a pasuk. Listen to the Rosh Hashiva's translation of a pasuk, and you'll literally fall off your chairs. So hold on tight. David HaMelech said, "Achas shoalti mi'eis Hashem." We're going to be saying this pasuk every day in about 3 weeks' time. "Achas shoalti mi'eis Hashem oiso avakesh." So everybody asked the question. Achas sho'alti, you began using the word sho'alti, a request, and then you said, oiso avakesh, that's what I request. Sounds like a double lashon. But it can't mamish be a double lashon, because first time it says sho'alti, and second time it doesn't say oiso eshal, it says oiso avakesh. So what's the difference between a she'ela and a bakosha? In English, I think we would translate the two of them as exactly the same. She'ela is a request, a bakosha is a request. But they can't obviously mean the same thing because it's two different words. Said Ravon Gurovitz, I'll tell you what the difference between a she'ela and a bakosha is. If you look in Megillas Esther, when Achashverosh said to Esther, Amalka, what's the problem? And she said, Nafshi b'she'elosi va'ami b'bakoshosi. So she also used the word b'she'elosi, that's a she'ela, and then va'ami b'bakoshosi. Says the Vilna Goyen, a she'ela is a personal request that pertains to you and to you only. A bakosha, however, is a request that pertains to other people as well. And that's why Esther Malka said, I've got a double request. Nafshi, nafshi means my own interests. Nafshi b'she'elosi, I have a shaila, a request. Va'ami, but my nation, b'vakoshasi, I've got a request that refers to them as well. So you see, according to the Vilna Goyen, that she'ela is a personal request that pertains just to you, and a bakosha is a request that impinges on other people as well. Said the Rosh Hashiva, unbelievable, that's what David HaMelech was saying. Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem. I have one request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the she'elosi, which we said is a personal request, but oiso avakesh. That very request, which is personal to me, is also a bakosha. What does it mean it's a bakosha? It also pertains to other people as well. And what is that? Shifti beveis Hashem kolim eichayai. I just want to be able to sit in the beis hamedrash and learn all my life. Very nice. That's a personal request. What's that got to do with other people? Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest bein odom lechaveira you could do. Therefore, when David HaMelech was requesting that I should be able to sit in the Beis HaMedrash my whole life, it's not only a she'ela, it's also a bakasha. It's not only a request that refers to him, it's also a request that affects everybody else. Acha sho'alti oiso avakesh. My personal request is also a request on behalf of everybody else as well. A phenomenal interpretation of a pasuk. Okay, let's just in the remaining moments, if you have a Mishnah Brura in front of you, take out a Mishnah Brura Chelek Aleph. Simon Nun Ches. Nun Ches. In my edition, it's on page 182. Nunches Sivov. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afal Pishezmano, even though that the time of Kriya Shema, Nimshach Ad Soif Hashor Gimel, stretches to the end of 3 hours, we're in Siman Nun Chesivov on page 182. Barim Avro Hashor Gimel. What happens if you bypass now the 3rd hour, you've missed the boat, Veloi Kora, and you haven't yet recited Kriya Shema, Koira Oisa, you would still recite Kriya Shema, we'll see, with the brachos, Kol Shor Dalet, the 4th hour of the day as well. Shehu Shlish Hayoyim, which is a third of the day. The Ein Loi Schar, he will not receive the reward, Kekoyre Bezmano. But v'im avra shor dalet. If, however, he missed the 4th hour as well, then koira beloy birkoseha kol hayoyim. So the Shulchan Aruch is making a very interesting distinction. If you've missed the 3rd hour, do you still say Kriya Shema afterwards, Babrachis? The answer is, in the 4th hour you do, after that you don't.
And after the 4th hour, when you don't, you say all 3 paragraphs of Shema.
Just say 3 paragraphs of Shema, correct, but with no brachis.
So therefore, you wouldn't have Somet Ulo Tefillah.
Correct.
Does Ones or Mezid make a difference here?
It does. The Bir Halacha says there is an opinion that says that actually you could say Kriya Shema with the brachas all the way till Chatzos. The Shulchan Aruch did not paskin like that, but the Bir Halacha says the Mokim Ones, you can rely on that. So if somebody really did oversleep or he's feeling very unwell, he's a chayla, and before you know it, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you can say Kriya Shema with the brachas. Now the question is, why on earth did the Shulchan Aruch distinguish between hour number 4 and afterwards? Either we should say there's no brachas at all, or you can say the brachas. What's the difference whether you're in the 4th hour or not? The Mishnah Berurah explains But even though these brachas are attached to Kriya Shema, but essentially they're nothing to do with Kriya Shema. We call these brachas the Birkais Kriya Shema. But as we all note, there's no mention of Kriya Shema in those brachas at all. Really, says the Mishnah Berurah, they're more closely attached to Tefillah than they are to Kriya Shema. So because Tefillah is said until the end of the fourth hour, that's why B'dieved, you can say the brachas until the end of the fourth hour. But after the fourth hour, you can't daven. Well, if you can't daven, you can't say Birkas Kriya Shema either. As we said, some say that B'dieved, until Chatzos, you can daven if it was an onus. It's very important.
What about women? Is this all for women also?
Kashas for women as well, correct. The Bi'alacha says, Mufurish, that very important halacha, if somebody is a chayla, he's feeling unwell, before you know it, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, B'dieved, he could rely on even saying Kriya Shema and davening all the way to Chatzos with the prophets.
Okay. So if a person's davening, let's say 12 o'clock, and they weren't an onus, they put their tefillin on, daven to yishtavach, and then say Shema, and then say Shmon Esrei?
Wait, no, you shouldn't say Shmon Esrei.
They shouldn't.
No, you've missed his man tefillin.
They should just wait till Mincha?
That should wait till Mincha, again, unless you're an onus. The onus, b'dieved, you can say it till Chatzos, but if not, then you should wait till Mincha and daven twice. That is still to make sure you don't miss this one.
Sure.
Okay, my dear friends, we're going to have to hold it over here. Another Zman, Baruch Hashem. I don't think we've ever covered so much ground ever in one Zman. We started the Perek actually based on Madal at the beginning of this Zman. We got to that Yud on the base. Obviously, a lot of it was because it was Agadatus. We went quickly. But Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, everyone should be healthy and well for next Zman, the beginning of Elul. Elul Zman, if I'm not mistaken, Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos. So the beginning of that week, which is 3 weeks coming this Sunday from Tisha B'Av, Be'ez Hashem will resume and we'll begin from this Mishnah on Daf Tes Yud on the base. Just to remind everybody, obviously, it's really a pleasure if any of you are able to join us for the wedding next week. It's going to be in Yerushalayim, Er HaKodesh. I've got no idea when the chuppah will be. One second, what does it say here? It says here the chuppah will be at 5:45, which it will not be. If anybody wants to know exact time, then be in touch with me. I'm getting used to the Israeli version of events over here. But either way, if anybody's able to come for the chuppah, for the dinner, for the dancing, for all, for part, it'll be very, 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 very special to share this very beautiful simcha. And amidst Hashem, we should all share simchas together, and we should only hear besuras toves.
Amen.
The ultimate simcha of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meir of Yomeinu, Amen.
Amen.
Night, beit Hashem, for any of you who join us, we'll have the third and final part in our series of Bein HaMetzarim. We'll combine that with the Parasha Shir this week, and we're going to be discussing amidst Hashem, Aliyah L'Regel, going up to Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year.
And I highly recommend everyone listen. They're fantastic, beyond fantastic.
Fine. If anybody wants, I have the recording. So, yeah. Okay. We should be well, everybody.
Amen. That'd be children to Chasna.
Sorry?
Children at the Chasna?
Bring them all with.
Okay. Let's go.
Children.